Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. From a mom-and-pop family operation in Fountain Run, Kentucky 40 years ago, to a multi-state source for ag animal products today, CPC Commodities has grown into a regional farm product supplier.
We're very proud of our history and heritage, and we most definitely started several generations ago, actually, in the cattle business, and really exploded around 2000.
CPC President and CEO Ivan Pedigo married into the Seltzer family about 25 years ago. Backgrounding cattle was their main focus, and eventually they began mixing their own feeds. They began supplying neighbor farms with their rations, and it grew from there.
We employ about 125 employees in all of our entities. We background feeder cattle. We source cattle from about 8 states that we bring in. In background here, we keep roughly about 30,000 head on feed all the time.
With that kind of volume, they studied their feeding programs and which mixes provided the best results.
That trial information and resource has been very instrumental in the growth of our feed business, just due to the fact that, like our saying says, proven on our farm, made for yours. That's what we live by, and that's the motto that we put on most all of our products that we sell.
Today, they have distribution points in Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and the Carolinas. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
The families of CPC Commodities plan to share their success story again this year, this Thursday, at their 10th annual field day in Fountain Run. They'll have over 75 vendors in place and will again feature collegiate and high school team livestock judging activities. Ivan Pedigo says they're planning on a good-sized crowd.
We anticipate having 1,500 here or so. We'll plan on feeding probably 1,800 is what we'll plan on. Like I said, we're looking for a big crowd, and it is a multi-state draw. Of course, we do service both Tennessee and Kentucky and into Indiana. We also have an operation that's in the Carolinas now that we service South Carolina and North Carolina out of, and we draw a lot to our field day from that area as well.
Things get underway this Thursday at 9 a.m. Central Time. Get complete details online at cpccommodities.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.